Corey Kluber can take the American League lead in victories with a win on Sunday in Seattle, and the Indians' offense provides some support in the fourth inning. It's already 1-0 here with Jason Kipnis at the plate.
There's a ball hit well, deep right field. Hattinger on the run, can't get there, it's over his head, hits the wall. Around third scoring is Edwin on his way to second with the Indians' second double of the inning is Jason Kipnis. It's 2-0 Cleveland. Now the 0-2. That's hit pretty well. Deep left. Jackson. What a catch he made on the warning track. And everybody has to retreat. Throw back to first. Double play.
Wow.
Incredible. What an incredible play by the Indians defensively. And dealing with, there's going to be some frustration along the way. That ball's hit deep to center. Kipnis back looking up. And it is gone. Ben Gamble with his 11th home run of the season. This kid's been on a pretty good roll for the Mariners this year. Oh boy, he hammers one to deep center field. Heredia back. He's out of room. It's out of here. The Indians go right back in front on the 29th home run of the year by Jose Ramirez.
How many times has this guy done that this year where a team comes in and scores to either tie it up or take the lead and he comes right back and hits a home run?
And he went quickly. Popped him up. Out goes Ramirez. He calls off Kipnis and makes the catch. 7 in the books.
Another gem from Corey Kluber as he allows just 2 unearned runs. 4-2 Cleveland is your final. The Indians have now won 29 of their last 31 games. Corey Kluber has won 6 straight starts. Jason Kipnis has himself a nice day at the plate in the Indians' win. He finishes 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs.
I think he took the lead from it over Sale maybe about a month ago, and he hasn't let it go all year. When he's healthy and in one of his routines, what he's doing right now is every run's a surprise against him, and I think that's the way we put it. We're surprised every time something happens against him. He goes out, he's so efficient, and he's one of the few pitchers that you really see have a plan and execute it throughout the entire game.
You guys now have a club record for road victories. You're 2 away from 100. I know what the true goal is. Do you got to wait till the end of the year to be able to be satisfied with what you guys have done as a team?
Absolutely. We know a World Series win is the main goal, the true goal that we want, but the little goals along the way are the things that keep you locked in, whether it's the home field advantage, 100 wins. For me personally, getting in center field, stuff like that, little stuff that sets your sights back a little bit, because you have the World Series in the front of your mind the whole time, but you always have these little things that keep pushing you along.
You've been on this team about longer than about anybody else other than Tomlin. This road trip and other road trips we've had, how cool has it been to see how many Indians fans have been everywhere?
You know what, it's happened. Last year was fun to see, and this year's been even more so, where we starting to have people come out in the road cities, and we love it. We really do enjoy having seen our colors out there in the stands on the road and hearing screams, and had a couple Let's Go Tribe chants at the end of some games, and that's a lot of fun for the players when we hear those.
Great job, long flight, enjoy the off day, because you got to play every day next week, right?
I hope so. Hopefully I might get 9 innings in here soon, too.
The Indians are now off until Tuesday when they take on the Twins at home. Josh Tomlin makes the start in the opener.